Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
We've all heard the phrase, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And you, Elaine, are helping us to take proactive steps to move toward unity in our nation. Would you unwrap your approach for us?
Well, the idea is, you know, Aristotle once said, we are what we repeatedly do. So Christianity is not only our beliefs, but it's our daily habits to be Christ-like. And I think what's happened in our country, especially today, is that there's been this overwhelming shift away from the daily, simple, Christ-like behaviors that he came here to ask us to do to one another. I mean, the golden rule is at the heart of what he had to say when Christ came here on earth. So what I've done is I've taken the golden rule or general principles of what it's like to be Christ-like and broken them down into 12 aspects. And then because a month is the amount of time it takes to make a habit, if you focus on that behavior for a whole month, at the end of the month, you've deepened not only your Christian belief, but your Christ-like behavior, that particular behavior for the month. And so you can go through a whole year with my book and actually deepen those simple behaviors that not only make a happier life for yourself and your family and make you a better Christian, but also make you a better American.
How would you say growing the person each of us is individually actually helps us to do a better job at noticing and helping others around us?
There's a rather obvious answer in that what this book is doing is giving us daily prompts to be more self-aware of our feelings and also self-aware of other people's feelings. During the months like lend a hand or become involved that are prompting us to be more outward in a day, we're deepening our ability to be empathetic and to care about others and to literally do little things. I will tell you a really quick story. I arrived to pick up a pizza the other night and I'd left my purse at home. And I walked into the pizza place and I said, I'm here with a sad tale of woe. And I had brought all the change from my parking, my quarters, and I had $8 in quarters, which was about half the price of the pizza. And all of a sudden, this man came forward, put his credit card in the machine, and paid for my pizza. His name was Don Lewis. As he walked out and I walked, I said, my prayers will be there for you, Don Lewis. I will never forget Don Lewis.
Right. He paid it forward for you.
He paid it forward for me. And that's what we need to get back to. We've had random acts of kindness. So this model isn't random. This is an organized system of kindness that anybody can follow and anybody can jump in on at any time. We've had pay it forward, but we haven't had a movement like that lately. And boy, do we need one. And this is it. The Habits of Unity, 12 Months to a Stronger America. If we all jump in and do this, spread these ideas, these monthly habits on our own social network, imagine the change we could bring about in this country.
How do you think we can learn from our own mistakes individually and as a nation moving forward?
That's a tough question. I think as a nation, we are learning that the negativity and the divisiveness has increased mental health issues. It's increased crime in the cities. But the problem is, our country, at the top of everybody's mind, is the other direction, the negativity, my rights, my opinions. I actually feel that one of the problems in our country is that we have a Bill of Rights, but we don't have a Bill of Responsibilities. Our founders were revolutionaries. They were worried about their rights, but I think they did our country a disservice by not teaching us that we need to be more responsible as citizens, more than just voting, more than just obeying the laws. Helping others, being grateful. These qualities are the responsibilities we have as citizens of a democracy that's functioning for everybody.
I want to go back to the question about how do you think we can learn from our own mistakes individually?
Well, I think we have to reflect on them. Oftentimes, we're in the middle of making mistakes. We actually don't even realize we're making mistakes. So I think when we're reflective, we see the mistakes. We think about what would have been better alternatives. And that's what we need in order to not keep making the same mistakes over and over again.
Any tips for extending grace to ourselves when we mess up and to other people?
I think the answer to that, again, is to be self-aware and aware of other people. As you're speaking to somebody or as you're about to approach another person, empty your mind of the chatter in your mind and let that other person come into your mind and heart. Look into their eyes. Look into their hearts. You're having a conversation, for heaven's sakes. You're taking your time to be with that person. But so often, we actually aren't with that other person. So I'm saying, you know, come into grace. Come into the moment. Come into that presence between you and another person. My eyes locking with this man, Don Lewis, as he stuck his credit card in to pay for my pizza the other night. That's a precious moment that goes beyond all others. And that's what grace is all about. It's in those moments of really emptying your mind of chatter and really connecting with another person who's in your space.